from what I've been reading, and I'm happy to hear Kash Patel is taking control of ATF, and they're restructuring a lot of it. So hopefully this bureaucratic BS of, you know, regulating stupid metal tubes is going to go by the wayside. My buddy, the last one he bought was 27 hours from submission to approval. And, yeah, my first Form 4 was a 22 can. I waited 381 days. And then my second E-Form, which was right after they came out, was like 200-something days. It took forever. And then now they're just banging through them. So if you want one, get it while the getting's good, because my theory is if the stamp goes away, which there's a good chance it will, and they'll become non-regulated items, which they should, because even in miserable countries that you can't even get guns, you can go buy a suppressor over the counter, the inventory is going to be gone. Like, inventory is already scarce right now because the approval time's so fast.
Yeah, like Dakota said, if that goes away, they're going to be virtually impossible to get, probably for a year or longer. The demand will outweigh the supply exponentially, and then at some point it'll level off, and you'll be able to walk in and buy a 22 can for $100, which will be amazing. But yeah, Sean, they're going super fast. Actually, the speed at which they are being approved is the reason that I started getting into them, because I always wanted one, and then the time that it took, I just don't have that type of attention span. If I buy something, I want it, so I never got into it, and then they started speeding it up, and I think my first one took a month, and then I have a couple now. The last one I got was a 9mm can, and it was like, man, I think I waited like 4 days, and I have a buddy that got his back at 24 hours.